This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 10th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Schiff, Garvey debate over water. USDA reacts to avocado issue. And new H-2A lawsuit filed. Schiff and Garvey debate ag and water. This week, Representative Adam Schiff of Burbank faced off with former Dodgers player Steve Garvey for a one-on-one debate in the race for California's open U.S. Senate seat. While the hour-long discussion spanned a variety of buzzworthy topics, both candidates were eager to take a minute to highlight their support for the ag industry and for water solutions. Garvey warned farmers are facing an existential crisis and need more support from their representatives. He saluted the Kern Water Bank for partnering with private water users and said elected officials need to reinforce policies to support such projects. Garvey charged that Schiff has failed California after two decades in office. Schiff said he is enormously proud of ag, particularly farm workers. He stressed that the environment must be preserved and the state must use water more efficiently. He called for capturing more floodwater for storage to avoid wasting millions and millions of gallons going out into the ocean. He touched on the need to invest in conveyance infrastructure, shared excitement over precision irrigation technologies, and supported more water conservation and recycling. He asserted the state must do all this to get ahead of climate change. Schiff added that he would follow the lead of former Senator Dianne Feinstein, who took a centrist approach working with ag to boost supplies. He said it is not beyond California, quote, to want to have it all and to do it all, to preserve the environment while continuing to be the breadbasket of the world. Garvey, in response, pressed for environmentalists to work with farmers and countered that Schiff does not have a way to pay for his goals. Newsom praises California resiliency across sectors. In a last-minute addition to the California Economic Summit, Governor Gavin Newsom made an appearance yesterday to share a bit about changes in California's economy under the last 6 years of his leadership. During that 30-minute fireside chat, Newsom covered a broad range of the state's investments in infrastructure, shouting out the site's reservoir project and his office's recent move to push courts to decide on CEQA challenges in new bills within 270 days. He also highlighted the $28 billion his administration has spent on economic and workforce development since 2019, calling Ashley Swearingen an inspiration for her work with Fresno Drive, the 10-year investment plan for the county's regional economy. And so I just want to thank you again for the extraordinary work, your insight, your passion, your action, and thank you for giving a damn about not only your region, but our state and our nation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA responds to California avocado growers over Mexico inspectors. The California Avocado Commission sent a heated letter late last month asking Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack why USDA APHIS inspectors are no longer conducting in-person supervision of sampling and orchard certification. USDA Press Secretary Alan Rodriguez responded to an AgriPulse inquiry over the decision, saying APHIS has not changed its operational work plan for Mexican-grown avocados and will continue inspection at packing houses and orchard certification. He clarified that orchard certification has transitioned to SENASCA, the Mexican authority, over time. Rodriguez said that due to mounting safety concerns, as APHIS inspectors have faced crimes including assault, theft, kidnapping while performing their duties, the agency is exploring alternatives to ensure employees' safety while in Mexico. He added that USDA marketing and regulatory program officials have now requested a meeting with the California Avocado Commission. USDA announces $25 million for specialty crop exports. USDA Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Undersecretary Alexis Taylor announced a roughly $25 million investment in the Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative. Eight projects were awarded under the first round of funding, including the Foundation for Fresh Produce and Minor Use Foundation. The ASCE is unique from other export market development programs due to the initial collaborative dialogue between the Foreign Agriculture Service and industry as opposed to starting with grant proposals. New lawsuit filed against Labor Department, H-2A rule. Several farm groups led by the International Fresh Produce Association filed a lawsuit Tuesday evening against the Department of Labor's H-2A rule finalized in April. The rule specifies that employers cannot retaliate against any H-2A visa holder who has engaged in labor organizing activities. The lawsuit filed by IFPA and nine co-plaintiffs argues that this illegally gives temporary agriculture workers collective bargaining rights, restricts the First Amendment rights of farmer employers, and created onerous burdens for state governments and employers. In the lawsuit, which was filed in the Southern District of Mississippi, plaintiffs request a permanent injunction of the rule. A case brought by 17 state attorneys general similarly requested an injunction of the rule. In August, a court found the rule unconstitutional, but declined to issue a nationwide injunction. Instead, the court enjoined enforcement of the rule in 17 states. IFPA CEO Kathy Burns said in a statement that without certainty in the H-2A program, it is more difficult for the fresh produce industry to grow and harvest the products consumers want and expect throughout the year. DOL is exacerbating an already enormously challenging labor crisis for growers and agriculture employers across the country, Burns said. If IFPA has challenged the DOL's damaging regulation at every stage of the rulemaking process, and this lawsuit is the next step in our work to protect the fresh produce industry. Co-plaintiffs include the American Farm Bureau Federation, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, North American Blueberry Council, and the state of Mississippi. Here's today's final word. Students will eat anything when they're here on the farm and see how it's grown. That Kayla Rutland, executive director of City Farm SLO, the 19-acre educational farm, has received a farm-to-school incubator grant from CDFA. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.